All right, it is Wednesday. We are 20 minutes away from one of my favorite segments of the week. Enough! It's your chance to vent about whatever is bugging you. Doesn't need to be big, doesn't need to be small. It can be whatever's on your mind. I'll give you an example. For me, I have had enough of Florida playing hockey. They should be banned from playing hockey. We don't need any more Florida teams winning the Stanley Cup. I've had enough of it. I'm done. That would be something I've had enough. You can send us a message if you use the Odyssey app to listen to the show. You can listen live on the Odyssey app. You know, you just hook that up in your car to your car radio, or you have it at home, or whatever the case is. On the WCCO Listen Live page, there is a microphone button. Click the button. Send me a message. What have you had enough of? And for those of you who have been sending us messages about the cottonwood thingies flying all over, are they still? Because I feel like we've had two straight weeks of cottonwood.
Yeah, they're still out.
Well, if that's... I need a progress... I need it from the people, Dan. You're in this room. What do you know?
You say I'm not people?
How many cottonwood trees are there in your neighborhood?
I don't know how many, but I know that if you would...
Do you know the history of cottonwood trees?
If you look
trees?
At the hood of my car right now, you would see all the cottonwood bits that have been stuck to the hood of my car.
I am showing you three trees. Can you tell me which one is the
You're
cottonwood?
You're not throwing me three trees. The people on YouTube know you're lying. You wanted the cameras.
That's true.
Can't blame me that they caught you.
The theater of the mind really gets messed up.
Yeah, there. It does.
The reason I ask you about trivia questions about cottonwood is because the internet is lighting up as we are standing by to see what the United States will do with Iran. And I'm going to give you a straight up, honest moment of humility for me. I don't know much about Iran. I remember growing up, we didn't like Iran. I think we did, as a youngster, some, now in retrospect, incredibly offensive impersonations of the Ayatollah Khomeini at that time. And if you were to ask me about Iran, I would say they've got nuclear weapons. Israel and Iran are attacking each other. But I am not a United States senator. I have not been calling for the United States to get involved. And so I want your reaction to what went down with Tucker Carlson and Senator Ted Cruz. Take a listen to some of this.
How many people live in Iran, by the way?
I don't know the population
at all.
No, I don't know the population.
You don't know the population of the country you seek to topple?
How many people live in Iran?
92 million.
Okay. Yeah.
How could you not know that?
I don't sit around memorizing population tables.
Well, it's kind of relevant because you're calling for the overthrow of the government.
Why is it relevant whether it's 90 million or 80 million or 100 million? Why is that relevant?
Because if you don't know anything about the country...
I didn't say I don't know anything about
the country. Okay, what's the ethnic mix of Iran?
They are Persians and predominantly Shia. Okay, this is
cute. No, it's not even... You don't know anything about Iran. So,
I am not the Tucker Carlson expert on Iran.
You're a senator who's calling for the overthrow of the government.
You're the one who...
And then that happens. So, do you need to know the population of Iran if you're going to call for the overthrow of the country? No, of course not. What you need to know is smart policy. What you don't need to know is trivia. This is the equivalent of seeing someone wearing a Prince t-shirt and saying, oh, yeah, can you name five Prince songs? And, man, Ted Cruz looks like an idiot, doesn't he? So from an intellectual standpoint, to me, not knowing the population, he did. I mean, his answer on the ethnic makeup was correct. But not knowing the exact population, who cares? To me, it's a who cares. And in the wider context, it does expose the fact that we have wildly underinformed people who have incredibly strong and passionate views as to what our country should do. I am with the majority of Americans right now. I can be convinced. But the poll came out today that 60% of Americans think we should not get involved in the conflict between Israel and Iran.
I'm kind of surprised it's that low.
I think there are a lot of people who like war, who like the idea of the United States coming in and kicking somebody's butt. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't disagree with that.
I think there are people who look at, and objectively, you're like Iran. Iran should not have nuclear capabilities. There's a reason that Iran is developing nuclear weapons so far beneath the ground in the mountains that the typical bunker buster missile cannot bust down to where they're working. So they're not supposed to be doing it. They're doing it. We've known this for a long time. So objectively, like, I can understand why people are like, screw Iran. And I thought we just had a presidential election where the guy who won was making a big hoo-ha about how we got to get America out of all of these forever wars. And I think they're, I don't know if it's like a leftover part of the Republican Party, kind of the Iraq War contingent, where you just grew up in this era of American military might and you like the chance to flex that muscle. I don't know.
What the neocons?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree that that group's out there. I guess I wouldn't expect them to make up 40% of a polling survey.
Yeah,
that,
it is.
That number seems high to me.
It is a big number. You're right.
That's where I'm a little put off. Because I think, yeah, and you have a whole lot of people in this country that are just tired of long, forever wars. And this isn't going to be just as simple as, can we fly over, you know, lob one of the mother of all bombs onto this, you know, nuclear base and then be done? That isn't realistic. That isn't how this works. So, you know,
right.
There's that old, was it Colin Powell? So you break it, you bought it kind of situation.
There is sort of that deal, right?
Yeah. And in Cruz's case, yeah. You know, he's talking about wholesale regime change. It's one thing to affect their nuclear program. It's another thing to try and impose upon a country enough that they kick out the current leadership. And of course, we have no idea what replaces that. That never gets thought of in these front.
Well, I think that is what. Now, Tucker Carlson has played all sides of this issue over the years. But, like, you know, I don't know. I'm not here to relitigate whatever he said in the past. The question is, what do we do going forward? And the reality is, you should know some basic facts, I think. Now, to me, that's not. The main crux is what you just brought up. If you are calling for the overthrow of a government, okay, and then what? And I think that is, I don't know, it's sort of interesting. Like, there are people we both know who are incredible at trivia and know a lot of facts about something, but they're unable to synthesize those facts into any sort of meaningful policy. So I find myself very conflicted about this as to whether or not it should matter. Because some of the people who know, who have incredible control over the almanac, I sure as hell would not want them deciding policy.
Sure. No, that's...
But I also wouldn't want me deciding policy, and I could easily go on the show and have a gut check and say, like, yep, Iran came after Israel, which is our ally, and they're developing a nuke, which they shouldn't be, so we're going to bomb them.
Right. But to your point, but you have to, as if you're a United States senator who's calling for regime change in another country, you have to have more than Iran bad, Israel good, we should bomb Iran and overthrow the government. You have to have a little more than that. I don't, again, like you, I don't know that I really care whether he knows the exact population or not.
Yes.
He should have an idea around what maybe that number is if he doesn't, you know, nail it on the head. Yeah. And I guarantee you, if we started quizzing Tucker Carlson about relevant to the news countries, he's not going to rattle off populations to every single one of them off the top of his head either. He was prepped for that interview, obviously. And, you know, he got the gotcha moment.
He got him. It was a good gotcha.
And that whole interview, I mean, Ted Cruz doesn't look better later in the interview, right? I mean, it keeps going poorly for him. And I'm no Tucker Carlson fan whatsoever. But you know, leaders need to be pressed when they're going to make dramatic, you know,
I think
proclamations
that's,
like that.
That is right. Yeah, it was a good, you know, in a time where, like, the role of questioning people is being sent all over the place, this was pretty good. It was pretty good. So mark it down, 419 on Wednesday afternoon, when I said Tucker Carlson did something pretty good. How about we give away some Keith Urban tickets?
Ooh, I like that idea.
In 10 minutes, we'll do enough. And I'm getting a lot of texts about enough already. Send those voice messages in if you use the Odyssey app. But right now, I need contestants on the phone to play Name That Tune. 651-461-9226. Name That Keith Urban Tune. We are giving away two tickets to the Keith Urban Show this fall at the arena formerly known as the XL Energy Center. It's going to be an amazing show. Friday night, country, St. Paul. Let's go. 651-461-9226. We'll play a snippet. You name that tune coming up. Holding back the wind. Oh, that's all we're giving you. That's all we're giving you. Two tickets on the line. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. You can buy these Keith Urban tickets for September 26th at livenation.com. We're giving away a pair of passes, and we've got contestants all lined up. This has been very difficult over the last couple of days. So let's see if Cindy and Woodbury can break the trend. Cindy, you are the first caller to call in to try to win these Keith Urban tickets, the High to Live Tour. Dan's going to play that little clip for you one more time. Holding back the wind. Can you name that Keith Urban song, Cindy?
I cannot.
Oh.
Not from that little clip.
I know, it's tough. Oh. I don't know it either. So you're not alone, Cindy. Very good. Try again tomorrow and Friday. We're going to do this all week. Judy in Malacca, you are up next. Can you name that Keith Urban song?
I cannot.
Oh, no. 2-3 days in a row, this has been so hard. I would just like everyone to know, I would not make this hard. I want winners. So I don't know who to blame, but I'm blaming someone else. I am not taking responsibility. Sue and Savage, and maybe some more people want to call 651-461-9226, because this is not going well. Sue, can you name that Keith Urban song?
Should we play it one more time before Sue guesses?
All right, Sue, here's another clip. Can you do it, Sue?
Can I guess?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Blue ain't my color.
That ain't your color. That ain't the answer. Oh, Sue, I'm sorry. Dana in Bloomington, you are up. Caller number 4. Dana, can you name that Keith Urban tune?
Dang it, I cannot.
Oh, no. The buzzer is getting major work. It's cruel, isn't it, Dana? This clip is too short.
I agree.
Or maybe the song is too obscure. I don't know, but we'll take more callers. Thank you for listening, Dana. Thank you for calling. 651-461-9226. May as well fill up the phone lines again. And let's go to line number 1. Louie is in Plymouth. Louie, you're on CCO. Can you name that Keith Urban tune?
Yes, I can, Jason. It's Stupid Boy.
What that? I was worried you were just calling me a stupid boy, but that is the name. That's the name of the song.
Yes.
Louie, did you know right when you heard it?
I did. I got it right away.
That is awesome. Oh, I'm so glad you got in. Caller number 5, Louie, gets the tickets. Louie, you're a big Keith Urban fan?
I'm a fan, not a big fan.
All right, fair enough.
But now I'm a big fan.
Right. Free passes, 2 passes to go see the show at, we still don't know what the arena is going to be called. The Allianz?
Should we just call it the arena?
The arena,
just call it the Keith Urban Arena.
There you go. Keith Urban Arena, why not? September 26th. Tickets for everybody else, you can buy it at livenation.com. And Dan and I will do this again tomorrow. Dan will do it when he fills in for me on Friday. But, you know, Louie, you don't have to listen when Dan fills in on Friday because you got the ticket.
Hey.
Who are you going to take?
All the possibilities are endless. We'll see.
I get it. Leverage that for the next couple months before the concert.
Exactly.
Comes. Yeah.
As long as they don't call me a stupid boy.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Louie, thanks for listening. Stay on the line. Dan will get your info and we'll get those tickets at you in the email. Good stuff.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Louie. Pretty good. That's tough. These have been very difficult.
They've been very hard. And by the way, when you're blaming somebody else, it's not me.
It's not you.
Yes.
It's not you.
No.
It's a tricky game because we got to fill up the phone line and you have no idea if you're going to know it or not. So it's part of the fun. But hopefully
that's the randomness. That's the mystery.
And hopefully you get like fans of the artist.
That's what you want. Yeah.
So that's sort of the bet. Enough is coming up next. Send me your voice messages. I've got a couple things on my enough list. It's been a little bit of a heavy week. We could use a little bit of mild. What does it say about me that for a diversion and for entertainment, I want to hear people complain about something? I don't know. But that is the segment we've created to entertain us. Enough at 651-461-9226 is next. Enough. We all need a little enough. Let it out. Vent. And already people coming in at 651-461-9226. Your texts, your calls are welcome. Your voice messages using the Odyssey app. I will tell you, I haven't had enough of going on the Odyssey app and trying to figure out where the heck the voice message button is. You have to like search WCCO. I don't know. I was checking out my podcast page today. I have two podcast pages. Did you know this, Dan?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Since Dan's the one that puts the stuff on the page.
There would be that. In fact, speaking of which, there's a new DeRussia Eats podcast that has been posted.
Oh, you put it up?
It's up. It's ready to go.
Yeah, Vang.
There you are.
So that's pretty good. We'll maybe play a clip of that. Maybe.
Maybe.
Tomorrow.
That'd probably be a better shot, yes.
Probably won't do it on Friday. So, Yia Vang, fresh off winning a James Beard Award for his TPT TV show.
Yeah.
Relish. But we had a fascinating conversation about his restaurant, Vinay, and his incredible story. I have not had enough of that.
No.
I said before I've had enough of Florida winning the Stanley Cup.
I looked it up. So the Panthers won last night. That's their second cup, the second consecutive, actually. The Tampa Bay Lightning, the other Florida team, have won three. So Florida hockey teams have won five Stanley Cups. And here we sit in the state of hockey with a goose egg, a big, fat zero Stanley Cup.
It's disgusting.
How can we call ourselves the state of hockey when Florida has won five of them and we've won zero?
I've had enough of our men's teams losing, you know? And I have no anger towards the Timberwolves. They got there. Did you hear today, and I didn't hear if Chad asked when he had the general manager of the Wild.
Bill Guerin, yeah.
But Chris Finch said he's not watching the NBA Finals because it's too soon after losing.
Sure.
I just think that's amazing because you think, like, as a fan, like, I personally cannot watch the NBA Finals. But for the coach to be like that, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
I got no problem with that.
No, I think it's good. Jason, I've had enough of people standing on corners or freeway entrances and exits panhandling. So, I agree. Because people, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
That's the problem.
And so when you get off the highway in downtown, they're there. When I get to just a four-way stop light in Maple Grove, they're there. There are people everywhere. And I guess, like, we as a society don't want like the police harassing these folks. I don't know. It just, A, it feels unsafe. B, I personally feel unsafe when someone is sitting or standing right outside my car And maybe I shouldn't, but I do.
I don't think that's unfair of you to feel that way. And I do think it creates safety hazards, especially when you're talking about freeway exits and entrances, because if a Good Samaritan does pull over to try and hand over some cash, it can back things up pretty quickly and potentially even cause an accident. Yeah. There just are only so many spots that folks can go if they're determined to engage in that kind of activity. I try to discourage it in my own life just by not donating in those situations. I then turn around and try to donate to food shelves and other places, right? You know, it's not that I'm cold-hearted, but that it creates so many hazards for the people doing it and the people who, you know, out of the goodness of their hearts are trying to give. I just want to discourage that kind of behavior.
Texter says, I'm fed up with hearing the phrase, it is what it is.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's good. If you have phrases that you've had enough of, send them in. Voice message.
How would you go about expressing that sentiment of, hey, this is how things are, there's nothing I can do about it, in a different way? It's one thing to say, I don't want to hear it is what it is, but the reason you hear that all the time is because there are things in life that just are and there's nothing you can do about it. So how do you go about expressing that?
I would say that in most cases, you don't need to say anything.
People just sort of figure it out.
It's like a punctuation mark, right? Well, it is what it is. You could say, and so it goes.
I like that. Yeah. That's a little more poetic.
A little more poetic.
Sure.
There you have it. Que sera, sera.
Okay, well, now we're pushing it.
Enough of running red lights, says Dawn in Maple Grove. She sees it everywhere and several times away. Something needs to be done about it.
Well, Minneapolis is trying the red light cameras again, aren't they?
So how do we feel about the red light cameras? Because my family, who lives in Chicago, and then my in-laws, who drive out in Phoenix, all complain about it. Money grab, it's just a money grab, is what they say.
Well, I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily wrong, but if it's also creating safer driving conditions, then grab the money.
Seems like a win in both
ways. I want to make sure you have whatever the camera is shooting, it has both a clear shot of the driver and a shot of the license plate.
The cameras are so good now.
They should be.
They're
right?
So good.
So as long as you have that, then at that point, you don't really have an excuse.
Here's what I don't like
about
it. Just
don't run the red light.
I believe when it comes to relatively minor legal infractions, it should be a fair fight. So I think it's not fair if you have cameras everywhere.
I don't think that's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, it's supposed to be fair.
Why?
Because if you've got a cop...
You know what's fair about it? There's a red light!
I think...
Just stop!
I think there should be a well-trained, well-paid, kind, caring individual.
You're just looking out for people's
with
jobs.
A radar gun getting me. And then it's a fair fight. And like when I got my ticket, when I got my speeding ticket on the way to New Ulm.
Yeah.
What did I do? Well, I asked a lawyer to help me fight it. But then I paid the ticket.
Yes.
Like a responsible American is what I did.
That's exactly how it should be.
It was a fair fight. He got me.
He did.
Although, according to the court transcript, I don't know that I technically can admit that he got me.
Ah.
I'm sick and tired. I just think it's not fair. You don't have a fighting chance.
You do. You know what? Because there's a red light right there, and we all know the red light means stop, do not proceed through this intersection. How much more fairness do you need?
I'm more open to the red light camera than I am the speeding camera. Because you know.
No, there's also these signs on the side of the road that say, hey, ding dong, go 60 miles an hour or less.
But then, by this standard, we could put up cameras everywhere, catch people doing everything, and just, you know, let's have some fun. Somebody's got to get me. You got to get me. I do not run red lights. I do not mess around. I do speed.
Well, I mean, everybody
speeds.
At times,
but not in New Ulm.
It's to what degree are you speeding to?
I'm sick and tired of hearing back in the day. Yeah. Not in my wheelhouse, another texter said. So true. Yeah, these are all
good ones.
Surveys. Oh.
Oh, hey, no. No, you can't go after surveys.
Why is that?
Because that's bread and butter to radio shows. Are you kidding me?
Well, it depends what this texter means. So from the 507, when you say I hate surveys, are you channeling one of my longstanding irritations? And that is when you get the email survey from anybody you've ever encountered with. So let me give you an example. I got an email this week. Subject, request for assistance. Request for assistance. And if you're watching, I'm proving it. If you're watching on YouTube, I, in a very dangerous way, have just put my email inbox up on the screen.
What could possibly go wrong?
Request for assistance. Waste management. Please take a short survey to help us. Waste management, now WM, which, I mean, if you gave me a survey on like how absolutely moronic it is that you changed your name from something we all understood.
Yeah.
Oh, waste management. You take my trash. WM.
Oh, we do so much more than that. So WM would be hipper.
Is it William? Does it just stand for William?
It seems that way, doesn't it?
So how likely are you to recommend us to a friend or colleague? Now, we got another one of these surveys this week. Did you answer this one from the workplace?
I did, but not via the email. So our workplace employee portal.
You did?
It also pops up there, so I answered.
Let's take the current temp of your Minnesota Twins. Brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. Get your wireless meat thermometer now at chefiq.com.
Chef IQ Sense bringing us the temp of the team. Oh, those Minnesota Twins.
You said it. We've had enough of losing.
It's been rough.
Five in a row.
They're out of playoff contention right now.
Just dipped below 500.
Yeah.
Not good.
Last 10 games, we've gone 2-8. Not good. Now, our home record is decent, 20-12. So you think, all right.
Unfortunately,
let's get home.
They make you play half the games on the road, unfortunately.
That is a real
inconvenient.
6-5 was the score yesterday. Festa
was doing well until he wasn't.
Yeah. Almost through four innings. If David Festa is going to go four and give up two runs, I mean, you sort of need him to go five.
Yeah.
But not the worst.
And not give up four runs.
There is the problem. Buxton, though, with a...
Buxton, another fantastic
another home
effort.
Run.
Stole a home run, hit a home run. They can just give him the team MVP award right now. I know we're not even to the All-Star break yet, but just go ahead. Give it to him. He's earned it.
All right, pregame, we're in Cincinnati again.
Correct.
We lose a half hour. Pregame at 5:30, first pitch at 6.
I like to think we gift the Twins a half hour more than losing it.
It's nice.
We're partners.
All right. Yeah, it's fine.
We're going to be out there on Monday.
We will be live at Target Field.
So they give a little to us, we give a little to them. It's a great partnership.
What are they giving us by us being at Target Field?
The gift of being at Target Field. What are you talking about?
All right, a couple more enoughs. UGEL, loyal viewer on the YouTube channel.
He's a regular.
I've had enough of my smartwatch telling me to get up and go for a walk just as I'm getting comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a smartwatch?
I do.
And does it tell you, like, time to breathe or time to rest?
No, it doesn't do that, but it will during, like, day hours. It doesn't do this to me at night, but during the day, if it doesn't sense that I'm moving around for a long period of time, I'll get a little buzz and say, hey, get up and move around.
Yeah. Now, my watch is, I guess, a dumb watch. There's no technology.
Right.
I even wind it. It's automatic. When you move around, it keeps it going.
Kinetic energy, yeah.
Ooh.
Like that?
Oh.
How about that, huh?
I don't want a smartwatch. And don't tell me to get up and walk.
I love having a smartwatch. I don't want it to tell me to get up and walk. And there's probably a setting that you can go in there and hit where
probably,
you can stop.
But still.
But I'm just too lazy. Since I'm not getting up and walking around, I'm also too lazy to actually turn it off.
Summer traffic is another one. That someone says. Summer traffic.
The construction
has been challenging.
I get it. We need the roads to be fixed. There's a limited amount of time that they can do it. I get it. But
what are we shutting down this weekend? Do you know? Last weekend it was 94.
It was 94.
Between Minneapolis and St. Paul.
I don't know around the metro. I know we heard in the news, obviously, with the Grandma's Marathon this weekend, that there's closures up near Duluth that are going to be an issue. So, or lane restrictions, I guess I should say. Not full closures. But.
All right. Every week, we usually do enough at 5:30, but
Today, that's Twins pregame.
Today's Twins pregame, so we did it now. Hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed everybody's text. At 5 o'clock, the lead, two things that are on the rise. One is your health insurance cost. And the other thing is the number of women who are coaching women's sports. I thought that was very interesting, so I look forward to talking more about that. D-Rush Hour News Hour coming up after local and CBS News.